The show's live and local. I'm back after a week off. Hope you enjoyed some of the rebroadcasts that we aired last week, some shows that I particularly enjoyed in the past. But we've got a brand new one for you today, live in our studio, a fellow named Human, that's with a capital H, who is going to be performing at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana this evening at 7 o'clock, solo and with some other performers from the area. And so he's in our studio waiting for us. We'll hear what his songs are like. Stay tuned.
I ain't got no money, at least nothing I can spend. I ain't got no land, got no garden to tend. I ain't got no car, it just sits up there on blocks. I mostly just lay around and listen to the clock. And it tells me I've got lots of time. Sometimes it's best to just let everything unwind. And when it's done, it will start back up again. We'll be back on our feet again. The news from the president is things are looking grim. Well, what the heck did we expect to hear from him? But one door closing is another opening, another chance to fall and get back up again. And the sun still rises every day. The fruit tree's producing and the baby's on its way. Maybe we never really fell down in the first place. We're just whirling on this planet, making our way through space. So the next time the news gets you down, just take a walk outside, put your feet on the ground. Take off your shoes and throw your hands up in the air, and know there's something good out there. Making our way through space. So the next time the news gets you down, just take a walk outside, put your feet on the ground. Take off your shoes and throw your hands up in the air, and know there's something good out there. Yeah, there's something good out there. Something great out there.
That was a song called Good by Human and the Human Revolution, the backup band. And he, without them, is going to be at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana this evening at 7 o'clock, although he will be performing with some other folks, one of whom is with us in the studio today. But Human is here, and he characterizes himself as singing the songs of the American heart and soul from a long tradition of many kinds of folk artists and writers and other kinds of musicians, because your music can't purely be classified as folk music, right?
Well, I think it is, although it takes on... I guess for me, folk music is anything that is carrying on the tradition of folk, which is that which tells a story, is used to inspire social, political consciousness movements, to raise awareness about certain topics. So I guess I don't know that there is any pure folk anymore. I guess maybe there is. Maybe I'm way off. But you know, the music, I guess, tends to take on a different. It tends to take on different forms and different styles. So the folk aspect in my mind is always there.
Well, the folk aspect, you know, is that the music or is that the words? Is it both? I was reading, or maybe I was hearing something on NPR. I can't remember what I'm listening to half the time on the radio. Where they were talking about a folk festival that I guess was recently happened out east somewhere. And there were many kinds of different artists that you would think of as reggae, you would think of as punk, that you would think of as I forget what other kinds of samples they played, but yet it's all part of a folk festival.
Yeah, I would say that for me, I characterize folk by the lyrics, by the message rather. You know, if it's meant to carry a message with it or a story, then it's folk to me.
And how long ago did you start singing, and at what point would you say that your singing and songwriting became socially aware, if that's how you call it?
Well, I started singing when I was 18 years old, 30 now, so I guess about, what's that, that's 12 years ago.
Something like that.
And guitar, I started playing a couple years before that, so, and as far as, like, social awareness, I recall a very specific moment where I felt inspired and realized that what I was writing was not necessarily that it felt particularly inspired. It didn't feel like it was something that like I had just created. It felt like something that was more potent and more powerful, connected with the greater universe. It was something that wanted to come through, and I was just felt like a mother birthing this child that needed to be born. And I guess that was like when I was in college. But even before that, I think, you know, I've always been inspired by bands who really had a positive message or really had something really good to say. And like, so I guess it's from the beginning, I guess.
Is there something in your background that led to that, do you think? You know, what were your parents doing? And
shoot,
does that have anything to do with it?
Not really. My folks are pretty straight people, and I read, you know, I don't know. No, I mean, I got really into I was raised in a Christian Catholic family, and I wasn't really so into it. And then in college, I started using marijuana as a medicine, and it started, I guess that started deepening my practice as a Christian and learning going deeper with that, and then ultimately to what I believe is the true source of Christianity, which is that there is, you know, no separation between religions, and that everything really is connected, and I realize now that probably like calling yourself a Christian is even maybe antithesis to the ultimate goal of Christianity, because the whole point is to be good to your neighbor, and how can you be good? How can you treat your neighbor as your brother if you are judging them as a someone different than you? So I guess that might have had something to do with it, but I'm not sure.
So you consider that you're a practicing anything at this point other than a practicing human? No pun intended.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I consider myself a practicing human, and I definitely have a lot of themes pulled from different religions, but I think that all religions are really based in the same true one spirit that is connecting everything in the universe, and to acknowledge that is very profound and more powerful than to say I am this or I am this, which I think ultimately leads to separation.
Obviously, you've come in with an idea of what songs you might like to do today. I don't know if you had a planned order, but do you have any of those that, you know, would most directly address what we were just talking about, or they all just pretty much incorporate?
Yeah, actually.
Everything.
That's we're going to do communication. I guess. I didn't actually have an idea of what I was going to do. I had a few.
Well, that's even better.
I had a few songs, but...
And you've brought somebody with you. Why don't you introduce her for us?
Yeah, this is my good friend Shasta, and...
Hello.
And Shasta has the last name, I imagine?
Homel.
And how do you get to know each other?
Well, I met Shasta in about 2005, and we've kind of been part of the same circles together in the West Coast, in the Oregon, Northern California region, and I guess about 2005, Shasta and her husband Pitt joined our band, the Human. We were then Human and the Other Humans, and so they toured all over with us. We've toured all over Northern California, Southern California, Hawaii, Oregon, and done a bunch of shows together. And then she ended up landing here a couple years ago. And so now
singing with Amazon.
Yes.
Which is how you knew to get in touch with me.
That's correct.
Because you've been on this show once or
twice.
Both times you've been.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's the song?
Well, you know, I wasn't planning on doing it, but like I said, I never know what to play. So the song that directly is the connection to what we were just talking about would be Communication. And so this is called Communication. Synonyms are words which mean the same thing but make a different sound. Since we are all made of one thing, these words are commonly found. Do not believe the separation some may push on you. If you open your heart to me, I'll open mine to you. We are but channels for the Spirit's words to come through. Yes, and Jah is love, God is love, Jesus is love, Allah is love, Buddha is love, Krishna is love, Amma is love, we are all one, the same, we are all one, the same, we are all one, the same, we are all one. Must not let our faith keep us apart. Our unity gives us strength. Learning to love those who hurt us is not always easy. But if we give in to the hate, then nobody really wins. I know it's not easy. I know it's not easy. Yes, and Jah is love, Goddess is love, Great Spirit is love, Wakantanka is love, Takashila is love, Gaia is love, Radha is love, we are all one, the same, we are all one, the same, we are all one, the same, we are all one. Compromise and realize there is no wrong and there is no right, and we all may hold different truths, but I know I'm no better than you. And if we hear each other out, we may agree, no need to shout, and I won't take it personally if you say what you've got to say to me. All I ask is you be kind and let me have that equal time to say what I feel I must say to you, and it'll make us both feel better to get these thoughts off both our chests and lay our disputes to rest. That's how humans communicate.
in these overwhelming days. War and hate will go away when we all learn to communicate. War and hate will go away when we all learn to communicate. Say war and hate will go away when we all learn to communicate. And war and hate will go away when we all learn to communicate. Jesus is love. Yahweh is love. Yahushua is love. Buddha is love. Muhammad is love. Allah is love. Krishna is love. We're all one the same. The same. We are all one, the same. We are all one, the same. We are all one, the same.
Human and Shasta performing Human Song. And I just forgot the name of it.
Communication.
As usual, I forgot the name of it. Communication. Mm-hmm. And that's logical.
I don't think
enough.
I said it.
You did say it a couple times, actually. I have this knack of not writing things down, but which is can be a problem if you're supposed to be asking people questions. But have you made any particular study of religion?
No. No, not. I mean, not like I said, beyond my own, like, inner. My own inner study and my own experiences with my experiences with interpersonal dealing with people and just what I believe in my heart to know what I know in my heart to be true and I just can't see how being separated can be a good thing, you know. And everyone claims they want peace and everyone, I know everyone just wants to be loved and supported, and like the only way to, I mean, how can we do that if we're separating ourselves and each other? That's, so I guess I don't really consider myself much of a religious person. Yeah. And I know that's an interesting song to start with because it's kind of like an underlying thing that is, I guess it's kind of a part of my music, is part of who I am. But I don't consider myself a religious person. Yeah, it's just what I believe and deep in my heart. So,
well, love. It's, you know, it's so and so is love. Everybody's love. That's that.
Yeah, yeah, but and I mean, yeah, love is an interesting topic. And in fact, it's interesting because I realize a lot of my songs are about love, and I recognize that there's more than just one type of love. That love is actually a complex word that we tend to like just throw around, like I love you, I love you, I love you. But it's like, you know, you don't love your mother the same way you love your girlfriend. You know, you don't love the people you've never met in Iraq. You don't love them the same way you love your family member. You don't love your dog the same. You know, it's just like there's all these different forms of love, but really all it is like, to me, is like a deep respect for people. And I think it really comes down to respecting their humanity. Their their non-humanity, and their right to be here, and it's a really humbling thing when you really truly recognize that we're not really, you know, none of us have power over anybody else. We're all born here equals, and as much as there's a paradigm in place that would like us to believe that someone can be more powerful than someone else, really truly no one really can, because we're all born born of flesh and blood. And we all bleed the same way, and we all are going to die. And, we're, you know, so it's kind of a humbling thing. But,
well, people can be made more powerful, or they, by circumstances, by politics, by situation, by economics, or they can make themselves more powerful with the collusion of others one way or another.
Right. And that power is not. It's not eternal, though. That power is only, in my opinion, that power is only will only last as long as people allow it to last, because you can only hold power over somebody else as long as they let you. As long as we let people hold power over us, because as soon as we stop supporting, as soon as, like, you know, a king is only powerful if his you know, the people in his kingdom support him, and if they decide, you know, hey man, this guy's not so good anymore, like, we're not gonna support this guy anymore, you know, they can mutiny, they can, you know, go find another kingdom, start their own kingdom. I mean, there's, so it's,
can take a pretty concerted effort depending upon the situation. So you're the band that you sometimes travel with is called The Human Revolution, and by that you mean what?
Well, The Human Revolution is actually something that I've kind of, I consider myself part of the Human Revolution. The Human Revolution is a bigger concept of kind of what we've been talking about people really just re-grasping their humanity, and by that I mean recognizing that you know, as humans we have a role on this earth, and we are stewards of this earth, and, you know, we can abuse that or we can respect that. And getting people to reconnect with themselves as a human and just really remember who they are is to me, as again, is part of that really humbling effort. So for me, it's about inspiring people towards their humanity, and it is to me, I guess it is kind of revolutionary, because in this day and age, it seems like people are just so caught up in this whirlwind of what I call Maya, or rather, it's illusion. It's like someone has created this vision that they're more powerful than somebody else, and so we all buy into it, or that we need to have this to survive, and we all kind of just buy into it. And so it's really just about, you know, what are our needs as humans? We need shelter, water, food, air, love, you know, and those things can be very cheap. They can be free. They can be, you know, if we work together, you know, that they can be possible, and we don't have to, like, be, you know, I just think, you know, we're killing people for oil in the Middle East right now. It's like, I mean, how is that, like, in line with a higher purpose? I just can't see that. And so I guess if we recognize those people as humans and ourselves as humans, then we recognize that we're all the same and that they are us, and we, you know, we wouldn't want someone to be invading our country, you know, no matter what. I mean, call it what you will, but, like, what we're doing is we're invading another country and pillaging their villages, and, you know, it's just wrong. And so, yeah, the band is actually is a constantly transforming entity. Every show we do is a different group of musicians, and I know this is kind of that's kind of a jump from the human to the band, but the purpose of the band is to inspire those feelings in people that we are all connected, that we are in some way connected to the people in Iraq, and so we do that through music and through lyrics, and words have a power, a way of affecting us on a cellular level, I believe, and music too, especially music. And so my purpose is to create in any given venue a container where a high quality machine of music can kind of help to transform and open people up and open their hearts and just allow these things to take place, because there's so many blocks, so many people have so many blocks up, and, like, just so much, you know, they're afraid. And fear is a big one. They're afraid to move forward. They're afraid to look at what's, you know, what's really happening. And so the band is the purpose of the band is to catalyze that. So we've been blessed to work with some amazing, incredible musicians over the years, and it's every time we do a show, you kind of never know who's going to be in the band. And we've had, you know, just, you know, top-notch, world-class musicians. And we've had, you know, people who weren't quite as advanced or whatever. But as long as they're holding that space, and it's amazing. It's amazing. So, anyways,
do you know who you're going to be playing with tonight?
Well, I know
because here's a good example because it's going to be community people.
Don't joining actually, you, right? Yeah. And so I kind of, you know, I'm on an acoustic tour right now.
Yep.
So I'm, you know, we couldn't. It's expensive to tour with a band for sure. One, and for two, it's hard for people, and so. It's just me and my partner Emily here in the driving around in the car. So when we go to towns, we kind of just pick up musicians, or not, or I'll do it by myself. But if there's people who I, you know, I usually just pick out who I want to. There's always a number of people who will offer their services. In general, I like to keep it kind of small unless they know the music, because obviously there's changes. The bass player needs to know the changes and whatnot. But Shasta will be joining me. And she has some.
Do you know who else Shasta is?
Well, I have invited Ben Johnson Smith. I can't remember which name.
Ben Smith.
Here we go. although it happens to be his and Megan's anniversary tonight.
Oh,
so I'm
not
really sure Megan will allow him out of the house. I got a confirmation that he wanted to come until Megan said, well, that is our anniversary. So we'll see if he can show up. And then Paul come. I don't even know Paul's last name.
What does Paul play?
He plays a number of different instruments. He'll be bringing his guitar with him. Paul Kalava.
I'm trying to think who's been on this show. Well, people can find out. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and my guest is Human, and that's with a capital H, and he'll be at the Iron Post tonight at 7 o'clock in downtown Urbana, and Shasta Homel with him also on then and now. On our show, in our studio, you mentioned quite a number of times humans, plural, and you're human, singular, with a capital H. And how did you adopt that name, and when? And I have to tell you that it makes you impossible to find on a Google search.
Well, yeah.
Because I was at home on vacation last week, and I couldn't remember what your website was, and I couldn't for the life of me find it. And I thought, well, what do you put in?
Well,
human.
The human revolution what? Will
yeah.
bring up
well,
quite
but
a
I
bit.
Couldn't remember that part. Uh-huh. See.
Right. Yeah, the human revolution is – that's why when I do shows, I usually do it as the human revolution.
Yeah.
I took on the name human after I was at a gathering with some friends of mine in about 2003, and I used to go by Matthew Earthfire. I recorded my first name as my given name, my family name, which is Matthew S. Donowick. And I – was going by Matthew Earthfire when I moved to Northern California in 2002. And I was at a gathering that later that year, I think maybe 2003, and a friend of mine who is an astrologer, local woman who I respected and played music with before, she came to me after a show and she said, you know, brother, your music is universal and it needs to be heard. And I really strongly feel that you need to change your name. Because I think your name is going to stop people from really connecting with you. And you know, she intuited this kind of thing. And she felt people would judge me for having a name like that. And so I did a lot of deep meditation on it. And I've thought about, okay, well, so what is my purpose with music? And, you know, what do I want to do? And obviously my purpose was to connect with everybody. On a basic level, and the only thing I could figure out that we all had in common was being human, and so it was to me it was like the least common denominator. And as far as a capital H, I don't really. To me, I guess I just do that because it's like it's the custom of our culture to capitalize your first letter of your first name. But I could care less if it was a big lowercase or an uppercase.
Well, I just put it that way because it makes it easier to distinguish in writing that you're talking about you as opposed to talking about everybody.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And so it's least common denominator. It's like that's the only thing we all have in common, and that's who I'm trying to reach with a message. So,
speaking of messages, let's have another song.
Okay. How about Breathe? Yeah, this is it's getting a little hard to breathe in here, I have to say, Kevin.
Yeah, well, what listeners don't know is that it's We have an air conditioning problem in this specific studio, and it's like 95 degrees. And so we really are dressed for radio at the moment.
So I like to encourage everyone out there, wherever you are, to take a few deep breaths. And no one ever really taught me how to breathe when I was young, so I'm just going to give a quick tutorial that when you breathe in through your nose, and your stomach should expand out. And I like to breathe out through my mouth and let my stomach come back in. Let your diaphragm come back in. I didn't know that for a long time because I watched a lot of cartoons when I was young. And in the cartoons, they seem to suck in when they breathe in, which doesn't seem right. Well, that's what Daffy Duck did anyways. Once upon a time, there was a people who forgot how simple life really was. Instead of sitting around with families, there was individuals sitting around boxes with screens. And they forgot how to grow their own food. And hunting was replaced by practices for cruel. And everything seemed to be divided by plastic, made of a petrochemical oil which was extremely toxic. And these people also ran their cars in that oil, which polluted the air and the water and the soil. But the ones who benefited didn't care about the earth. They were only interested in how much the oil was worth. When they started running out, they started fighting for control to secure the world supply. Petroleum was the goal, so they assembled their armies, and their wars destroyed life. They hid the truth from the people, kept it out of their sights. And millions of people were betrayed by these lies, convinced to kill each other and watch each other die. Entire cultures were destroyed before our very eyes. We just sat around and watched the fire fall from the sky. All the time we knew that it could happen to us, so we were living in fear and we were on the same bus. By invading other people, we created more enemies, but they believed that they were doing it to make themselves free. This is the world that I grew up in, so you understand my brain when it begins to spin. Searching for solutions, a better way to be, and I think much clearer when I begin to breathe. So I breathe. Breathe in the air. Deep breath, it's everywhere. Heal my spirit, heal my body, heal my soul. I know who I am, consciousness spinning through sacred air. Gotta keep on breathing, 'cause this breath is life. We gotta keep on breathing through the face of this strife. This world has seen trouble, and it'll see much more. We gotta rise up in our power like we never have before. Keep on breathing. Keep on breathing. It's time for us to believe who we are, the shamans, the healers, whatever your call is. Actualize and realize that we come here to balance these violent times. Warriors of peace, ambassadors of love, always staying centered when push comes to shove. Third eye wide open and dancing to music, accepting our powers and knowing how to use them. Coming together, we circle the globe, seeing the oneness, our chakras are glowing. Our vibration's what we want it to be. Keep it high and we'll know how it feels to be free. And
And all we gotta do to understand these ways is breathe real deep and enjoy each day. Work selflessly with others and we'll all survive together. Tomorrow is now and there's beautiful weather, so breathe. Breathe in the air.
A tune called Breathe by Human, sung by himself and Shasta Homel on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. You can hear both of them tonight at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana at 7 o'clock. And then some other musicians, apparently somewhat still to be determined, who are going to be who will jump in for a second set. And Breathe was the name of that song. It's also, I noticed, the name of an earlier CD of yours.
Yep. Yep.
I'm looking on your website. By the way, if you want more information, it's thehumanrevolution.org. thehumanrevolution.org, and that's what you really need to know.
Don't Google human.
Don't Google human. You'll get nowhere. Well, you get many places. You'll get many places.
You might learn something, actually.
Yeah. Give us a little tour of your musical progress as represented through your recording so far.
As I said, I released my first album under Matthew S. Donowick. That was in 2001, and that album was called Rain Shadow, and I was living in Kent, Ohio at the time, just dropped out of college there at Kent State University. And in 2002, I moved to Northern California, and I took a little musical I was playing music, but it took me a while to find my groove there. So in 2004, I was playing at a protest that some friends of mine put on. My friend Sherry Glazer did a protest called Breast Not Bombs, and it was an anti-war protest. And her concept was, I guess some friends of hers had been taken off their shirt, and they were given a ticket or something like that for indecent exposure. And she started thinking about it. She's like, well, indecent? Well, if breasts are indecent, well, what is bombing third world countries? What is dropping white phosphorus on Afghani and Iraqi citizens? Like, if breasts are indecent, what's that? So she threw this protest called Breast Not Bombs, and I was playing a song at one of these protests called Naked, and a woman came to me and said, well, hey, you know, I'd really love to. I have a video I'm making for this. I'd love to record that if you could go record that song. So she paid for me to go back in the studio, which record that song, which later became the Naked album, which was released in 2004. In 2005, we were touring the island of Maui with Shasta was there and her husband Pitt, and as well as I think I had a six or seven piece acoustic group on Maui, and we recorded a radio show there for Mana'o Radio, which is Maui, not public radio, Maui Community Radio. And so they recorded that, and we brought that home and mixed it, and we released Alive on Maui in 2005. In 2006, we put out Breathe, which was probably our next big attempt at a big production. We found investors and put some money into it and produced each song kind of the way I wanted to hear it. In 2008, we released our next release, which was called Love Revolution, which was probably a little bit more, had a little bit more of a, I was starting to get back into country music around that time, so it had a little bit more of a country, kind of country jam, country kind of vibe, and as well as, and then I just released in 2010 this year, I released Love Always Prevails, which is more acoustic, and it's an all acoustic album, really, all acoustic instruments, and
Are the others a little more? You mentioned country and in Love Revolution, but are the others have a little more rock tinge to them, or Shasta's nodding?
Well, yeah, I guess so, and I guess more the Rain Shadow, Naked, and Breathe were more on the folk, I would say, but more rock, folk rock, where the production might seem like it's more of a rock song, but the it's more based on a political, you know, my political ideals and messages, and that those messages kind of carry through to all the albums, but more so in some of the earlier ones. So,
how about the current one? We actually heard a song at the opening of the show that from called "Good" came from the human.
Yeah,
Love Always Prevails.
Yeah, Love Always Prevails. You know, I can't hide. It's a part of who I am and part of who my music is. And, you know, inspiring people through to wake up and stand up for themselves is definitely part of my thing. So there is some of that. It's a little more of a softer side of me, I guess. Like, there's a little bit more of the love aspect in terms of, you know, there's a song about being in love, and there's the songs about I don't know. Then there's a song about, you know, Water from the Sky, which is about, you know, the current state of modern state of money, the economy in the United States, and just like, where's all that money going to? And then there's the Hill Folks Cole song, which is about standing up and standing up for our natural resources and protecting our natural resources against corporations. And then there's songs like Love Always Prevails, which is like, you know, hey, no matter what happens, because I do believe in my heart that love, you know, in the end, good will always triumph over evil. And call, you know, evil is a funny term too. It's just as funny as love. It's like, what is good, what is bad? But I think anything that's working against anything that's working with the darker aspects, like killing and murder and slavery, these kinds of things just won't succeed. They won't last. And so Love Always Prevails that's where Love Always Prevails come from. So yeah, it's got its political moments.
do you want to do something from the new album, or I think you mentioned the song Naked earlier just because it's so hot in here. And it's actually quite hot outside, of course. It's probably about the same inside that is outside, except the air outside, the air is moving. In our studio right now, we have
So you want to hear
problem.
The Naked song?
I can, whichever one you like. I just sort of like the concept at this point.
All right, we'll do the Naked song, and maybe if there's time, we'll do one off Love Always Prevails. I want to be naked, sitting in the sun, puffing my chill on, playing my drum, watching the waves roll in, vibrations of light. Blue skies above me, warm fire at night. Once upon a time, before plastic was invented, a toilet was just a hole in the woods. And people ate the food that they gathered in the daytime, always being conscious of how much they took. And they sang around the fire in the nighttime, and they prayed to the spirit every morning, and they drank from the rivers and the streams, and they were always clean. But now they're all polluted. To survive, we'll have to change. I wanna be naked, sitting in the sun, puffing my chill on, playing my drum, watching the waves rolling, vibrations of light.
You can take it off, Kevin.
Blue skies above me, warm fire at night.
Do the abridged version.
Spirit moves through me and it moves through you, and it's the same spirit that our ancestors knew. Known by many names, it's been there since birth. There's as many paths to God as there are creatures on earth. So dance with your sisters and your brothers and give thanks. Give thanks and praise and make love and make each other happy. Ain't no need to worry. Say worrying's like praying for what you don't want. I wanna be naked, sitting in the sun, puffing my chill on, playing my drum, watching the waves rolling, vibrations of light. Blue skies above me, a warm fire at night. Time goes on, our tribe will grow like the coral in the ocean or the seeds that we sow. And though we may die, you know our words will live on. We'll be here in spirit every time you hear our songs, and we'll dance through a greener world someday, and we'll sing even louder than before, and we'll pray even harder than we ever have. One spirit with the mother, we'll scream it from the mountains. Our love rules this land. I wanna be naked, sitting in the sun, puffing my chill on, playing my drum, watching the waves roll in, vibrations of light. Blue skies above me, a warm fire at night, a warm fire at night.
And that was yet another in a series of one-word titled songs. What do we hear? Good, Conversation, Breathe, and Naked.
Communication.
I can't get that right.
If you want to see a video for that, it's online at thehumanrevolution.org. Go into the videos page. And it's called The Breast Not Bombs, Naked, The Right to Bear Breasts.
See, this is why I didn't take my shirt off. It's in solidarity with the women in here. You know, who could end up getting...
Or we could just join you.
Could, that's right. As I said, we dress for radio on this show here. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. WILO's programs are made possible with support from Eastern Rug Gallery, offering over 1,000 guaranteed hand-knotted Oriental and Persian rugs made of pure wool or silk pile. Eastern Rug Gallery also offers a cleaning and repair service. Eastern Rug Gallery, 1402 South Neal Street in Champaign. And on tomorrow's show at noon, we are going to have a couple of guests, and I wrote this down. This I did write down, except I now can't find my piece of paper. It is on a yellow sheet, and it says, pianist Ian Gindes, who's actually a graduate student at the University of Illinois, giving a recital coming up. He's going to be on the show. We'll hear some performances of his. And some representatives of the Sugar Creek Symphony and Song Festival in Watseka, Illinois. They're doing a couple of operas coming up very soon. And they're not in our listening area directly, but it's a pretty easy travel destination for people who are in our listening area. And that festival's been going on for some years now. So we'll hear about that on tomorrow's program. Coming up, also have weather forecast, which basically says today's going to be hot but sunny. And then at 1:01, it's the Writer's Almanac with Garrison Keillor. I'm Kevin Kelly, and this is Live and Local. We're on the show today with Human, who is going to be at the Iron Post tonight in downtown Urbana starting at 7 o'clock, solo set, and then joined by Shasta and some other local musicians later on in the show. I don't know if I said at any point, but thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
Shasta told me about you by email a while ago. Shasta, why don't you tell me what it was that compelled you to let me know that he was coming?
Well, I know Human has a lot of wonderful things to convey, and having been on your show before, I knew you did a wonderful job interviewing people, and so I thought that might be a wonderful place for him to be able to articulate his views and let the community know what he was up to and about. And I think you've done just a marvelous job here today of bringing that out in him. Thank you.
And hearing some nice music besides. Are you driving everywhere?
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at your itinerary here. You mentioned Kent, Ohio, is your next stop.
Yep.
On Wednesday, but then you're going to be in Maine.
Yep.
A few days later, that'll be a nice haul, and then Woodstock, and then Pennsylvania, my home state, and then all the way out to Colorado and back up to Oregon.
Yeah, it's an interesting paradigm because we're very much, you know, when we're at home, my partner and I ride bikes. We don't even drive. We bike all over town. We live in a small town in southern Oregon because we don't like using gasoline. And actually, I've done this tour. This will be my fifth cross-country U.S. tour, and usually the first year I did it on biodiesel, the second year I did it on ethanol, actually every consecutive year up until this year, and we were getting ready to take my ethanol van, and it just kind of crapped out on us, and actually, our car gets about 35 miles to the gallon, so it's pretty efficient. We still would rather not be using it, but I actually almost canceled the tour, but because of that, because I think that, you know, it's a little bit, for me, it's hard for me to want to keep going back to the pump and pulling that little trigger and putting the gasoline in the car, but.
And also it's expensive.
It's cheaper here than it is in Oregon, though.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you could use Flintstone power.
Flintstone, now
that would be cheaper, but that also
well, they actually have. That's actually
build up your leg muscle.
There's actually a car that has been developed, and they sell it in Southern Oregon called the Human Car, which is a pedal power, human foot powered car. It's
hey, you could sue them for use of your name.
No, I couldn't.
Either that or just cash in and just cash in.
But we're driving. We had a couple shows already. Our first show was in Northern California, the Mystic Garden Party, and we had a big band for that. And then our first acoustic show was in Taos on Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. And then we had a show the night before on Saturday in Wichita, Kansas. And now we're here. And then, Kent, Ohio on Wednesday. And then Maine, we got some festivals in the East Coast. So, yeah.
Well, we're glad you stopped into Champaign, Urbana, and of course into our studio. And do want you to give you a chance to do one more song.
Okay.
And I think we're going to play a little bit, well, towards the end of just off of the CD, so you hear some of these songs, one of these songs, backed up by some folks. But it's really kind of light backing that you have on that new album.
The new album is more lyric based.
Yeah.
More folk, kind of in mind with the folk consciousness. I'll do a new one.
You're gonna do another one word song? One
no,
word
no,
title?
No. This will be called this one. Is the Hill Folks Coal Song. And also,
The Hill what?
Hill Folks Coal Song.
Okay.
And I guess I want to remind people also that part of, you know, one of the things we're encouraging people to do coming to our shows is to ride bikes, to walk, to take public transit, and to carpool, because since we're forced to use the gasoline, we want people to... minimize our carbon footprint as much as possible. So if you're coming to the show tonight, please consider those options before getting in your car. And the Hill Folks Coal Song is about, it was inspired by a woman who came up to me after a show in Eugene, Oregon a few years ago. And she said, "Man, do you know what's going on in Kentucky right now?" And I said, "Well, I don't know what's going on." And she told me, "Well, if you look at certain parts of Kentucky, they've blown the tops off of so many mountains looking for coal that if you look at certain parts of Kentucky, it actually looks like the moon, because there's just craters. Just, you know, entire mountain ranges have been completely blown up." And I mean, I guess when you think about that, when you start thinking a little deeper about what that means, it means they went in, they cut down all the trees, and then they went and they just started dynamiting the land. I mean, I just feel bad for all the animals that live there, first of all, because there was animals living there. And then the humans, too. I mean, like, what are we going to do with that? And it pollutes. Then when they're extracting the coal, then they slurry it. And then the waste product from that goes into the rivers. And, in fact, the Obama administration just made the EPA, rather, made some contract with some coal company. And they compromised on, like, okay, well... you can pollute a few rivers, but you can't pollute them all. Three. Okay. So anyways, this is the Hill Folks Coal Song.
There's a place not far from here, just a ways up in the hills, where the folks, they still live that old time way. Where mama cleans the kitchen and daddy cleans the deer, and music is the game all the children learn to play. Been the same way for years, but it ain't been the same since the man in the suits came up and claimed that they found coal. They said folks should have to move, but the folks, they just said no. Said this land is here for all of us, and you can't take coal. And keep the tops on the mountaintops, the free and the free people, loving, loving, love of land. We like the silence in the morning. Guy, the eagle soars in, cut down all these trees, then he's got nowhere to land. Well, the man kept coming back every time, a different story. First they came with gifts, then the threats, they followed soon. But the folks, they stood their ground, they said you can keep your money, cause the deer won't come graze when the hills looks like the moon. Well, the man kept crying, please, but the folks kept yelling, no. Then the cops, they came out and said, folks, you'll have to go. But the folks, they stood their ground, they held hands and sang their songs. And now 60 years later, our old creek's still free to flow. And keep the tops on the mountaintops, the free and the free people, loving, loving, love of land. We like the silence in the morning. Sky, the eagle soars in, cut down all these trees, then he's got nowhere to land. Well, the moral of this story is if you love something, protect it. Cause sometimes when it's gone, it's just gone, it's just gone. And you cannot put a price on this life that God created. And don't underestimate the power of a prayer and a song. And keep the tops on the mountaintops, the free and the free people, loving, loving.
love in love of land. We like silence in the morning. Sky the eagle soars in. Cut down all these trees, then he's got nowhere to land. And if we cut down all these trees, he's got nowhere to land.
Human on Live and Local. He's going to be at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock. His website is thehumanrevolution.org. Thanks very much for coming on Live and Local.
Thanks, Kevin.
And our show's today made possible by the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held every Saturday from 2 to 6. Information is available at 337-7704 or at thecorkscrew.com. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WYNL FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville.